For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl. On Monday, Lansing will get its first new mayor in a dozen years when Andy Shore takes the oath of office. Virge Bernero's 12 years in office will come to an end at 11:30 a.m. on New Year's Day. Politicians have their supporters and they have their detractors, and Virge Bernero might have as wide a range of descriptions as anyone in Lansing history. While some admire his drive, others criticize his sometimes brusque demeanor. In anticipation of his departure from office, we sought out a cross-section of the Lansing community to look back at Virge Bernero's time as mayor. We wanted spontaneity, so the people we spoke with were not told in advance what we wanted them to do. Give us one word to describe Virge Bernero and explain that choice. Here's the result.
I'm Andy Shore. Currently, I'm the mayor-elect for the city of Lansing and also serve as state representative, which I have served in that capacity for the last 5 years. I would say passionate. Everything he's done for Lansing and in the legislature before that, he has done with an extreme passion for the job and for this city. And, sometimes it works out real well and sometimes not so well, but he is always passionate about everything he does.
My name is Debbie McCullough, and I'm the Executive Director of the Arts Council of Greater Lansing. I've been the Executive Director since 2013, and our mission here is to support, strengthen, and promote arts, culture, and creativity in Greater Lansing. Dramatic. Virge has a personality that's bigger than life, and as a theater girl, it's always been very attractive.
Hi, my name is Guillermo Lopez, current trustee of the Lansing School Board of Education, also member of the Ingham County Fair Board, and president of our local LEAD chapter, which stands Latinx Leaders for the Enhancement of Advocacy and Development, among other things. Effective? Because he was very effective in doing the things he wanted to do. I mean, he had the power of his office, and he had the means to get things done, either by the way of doing things or by persuasion, which he had a lot of. Very persuasive person. Other thing I could say is that, you know, when he had a thing in mind that he wanted to do, he did it. Either way, he did it. He used it by every means possible.
I'm Loretta Stanaway. I'm owner of Memorial Minders, a gravesite beautification service, and president of the Friends of Lansing's Historic Cemeteries, and a citizen activist. Stubborn, and because he has proven to be so intractable in many issues. Virge has proven to be very one-minded. He gets an idea into his head and nobody's going to pound it out. It doesn't matter what the facts or the realities are, he's going to stick with it.
I'm Tim Damon, president and CEO of the Lansing Regional Chamber of Commerce. Passion. The mayor's passion for the city of Lansing to continue the economic growth and success that was started under former Mayor David Hollister was just phenomenal. When others in the state and around the country were turning their back on the auto industry, our mayor here, that passion, that energy, that drive, he took it nationally. He took it to Washington, D.C. to fight and advocate for the auto industry. And I just think that passion carried him through and continued that strong economic growth and revitalization that we've seen here in the city of Lansing.
I'm Emily Devendorf, and I'm a statewide and local human rights advocate and political consultant and strategist. Complicated. I don't think that Virge is as easy to put in a box as many would like to think. I think that that Virge Bernero is a brilliant man and a skilled politician and is passionate about what he does and genuinely cares about a lot of issues that I also care about. And you can't always accurately guess what his motivations are. I think that there are a lot of layers to that onion.
I am Tony Baltimore, longtime political aide to Congressman Mike Rogers, representing the 8th Congressional District from Michigan. Worker. Because I've never seen the man not working, whether at in the office representing his constituency, or whether taking care of his father, taking care of his family, putting others before himself in a lot of cases, just caring and working around the clock, being there for someone that is grieving in the city because something has happened, tragic. He has never stopped working.
I'm David Hollister, currently retired, but formerly mayor of the city of Lansing. Eclectic. He's unusual, he's charming, he's creative and innovative. He's his own worst enemy when he takes off on people and has a way of alienating his own constituency. But he's been an effective leader.
I'm Carol Wood, council member at large and currently vice president of council. Confrontational. I think that the reason I would put that word on him is whether we're talking about regionalism, his interaction with council, or how he goes about doing business. Many times there were controversies around that, and so I think that's the easiest word to pin on him. Sometimes it's good. Controversy can sometimes be good. It means that you're thinking outside the box. Sometimes it can be bad because you get nothing done because of the controversy.
Hi, I'm Virg Bernero, mayor of Lansing. The one word I would use to describe myself is, well, people say angry. I'm not really that angry. I would say passionate. I am passionate. Passionate about Lansing, passionate about what this region can be. If we work together, Metro Lansing can truly thrive.
The voices of Andy Shore, Debbie Makula, Guillermo Lopez, Loretta Stanaway, Tim Damon, Emily Devendorf, Tony Baltimore, David Hollister, Carol Wood, and lastly, Virg Bernero. Andy Shore replaces Bernero as mayor of Lansing on Monday. For WKAR News, this is Scott Pohl.